When I look behind the statement and look at the detail of it, all that they're going to do is they'll add a medical register for improved medical cover. They'll have a rapid flu testing to reduce turnaround time to 2 hours. They're going to add additional cleaning services to improve bed turnaround and a program to reduce presentations and admissions. That's basically it. What we do require additional beds, and we do require the embargo to be lifted as far as Letterkenny is concerned. We know of the many, many vacancies that are there. The hospital are anxious to appoint, but the HSE, under the stewardship of the chief executive, has suggested that they cannot. They have to be very careful. They have to save. And of course, while they're saving, then lives are being lost.
And we know that the full capacity protocol has been implemented at the hospital nearly every other day, it would seem. Are you forecasting then another winter of same?
Well, I'm not exaggerating in any way, but we're at the start of the winter now, and there are so many in A&E that Letterkenny will be under serious pressure. No reflection on the excellent staff that are in Letterkenny and the pressures that the staff in A&E are under, but they cannot move them on.